welcome to the Manning Report. I am James David Manning, the quintessential American, everybody, broadcasting from the great metropolis of New York City, where we've got bright, beautiful, ultra-bright, sunshiny skies again today. What's going on? We must be nearing summer. By the way, when does summer arrive? Is it the 21st of July? The summer solstice shows up? I think so. If I'm not mistaken, I'm sure somebody would correct me. Anyway, it's headed towards 88 degrees in the Big Apple today, and parts of the Northeast. I understand down in the District of Criminals, that's normally known as Washington, it's going to be 95 degrees, and Angela Merkel is in town for a visit with the long-legged Mac Daddy. I want, and they're going to give her the Medal of Freedom? What? What did she do? What did Angela Merkel do? And by the way, what kind of name is Merkel? Angela, isn't that Hispanic or something like, you know, isn't that Mexican or something like that? Or Puerto Rican or Dominican? Angela, Angelina. What's that girl name, woman's name? Angelina, whoever she is, was married to Brad Pitt. She's a daughter of John Volt. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, right? Anyway, Angela Merkel is in town today. The long-legged Mac Dad is going to have a special ceremony to give this woman the Medal of Freedom. I don't know what she's ever done. She hasn't done anything in Germany. She certainly hasn't done anything in America. I think all these politicians just grease each other's palms. If this wasn't a family show, I could tell you something else they probably do, but you know, you're going to have to use your, you know, sanctified imagination to figure out what it was I was going to say. Anyway, hot today, 95 degrees to 100 degrees in Washington. And Wiener, Anthony Wiener is the big story all last night. I got so sick. I don't watch Fox News, by the way. And if I find out and any of y'all are still watching Fox News, I'm excommunicating you or listening to Rush Limbaugh. I got in my car yesterday, a wrathing. And I drove down to the pastrami queen. You know about the pastrami queen, right? And I picked up some pastrami sandwiches, you know, and some pickles and coleslaw and potato salad for a summer soiree. Anyway, it was in the middle of the day, and Rush would have been on, so I immediately made sure that I changed my channel to something else because I don't listen to Rush, and I don't listen to Fox anymore. But last night, CNN made me sick with this Anthony Wiener thing. I mean, what is it with these people? They have nothing to report. But I guess this is a big story, though. I suspect, inasmuch as that, you know, you're talking about a man's sexual parts, his genitalia, or whatever it is that word describes. I'm not sure it describes. Now we find out this guy's got a whole lot of women he's been sexing. This guy's an actual, you know, full-scale pervert, and he's in Congress. That guy Rand Paul is just as bad, but remember how you people jumped on me about Rand Paul? You know, you people just need to pay more attention to what I'm talking about when I'm talking. I guarantee you Rand Paul, if he ever gets caught doing the stuff that he does, I guarantee you, and he's not going to quit, by the way, and I'll be back with more Rand Paul in just a moment. You're listening to The Manning Report.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Look alive, everybody. We were back. You've got the Manning Report. And if in the event that you don't know I'm Manning, then I don't know where you've been or what you're doing or what you've been thinking about. But we've got a busy news day ahead of us today, trying to figure out what's happening with Anthony Weiner and what's going on. Romney, in some sort of a poll, has pulled ahead of Obama. Dukakis slams the living daylights out of Romney. But I got a call on the line. Let me take this call, and then we're going to jump both feet into this business of the sickening broadcasting about Anthony Weiner and his sexual proclivities and perversions with all his friends. But hello, caller, you've got the Manning Report.
Oh, good morning, Pastor Manning. Hey,
Dr. McGee, how are you?
I'm doing well, but this is not Dr. McGee. I'm not worthy. Anyway, I wanted to let people know, you know, it seems as though this group is determined to give us a Jacinda Kane on the ticket on the Republican Party. In 08, it was John, son of Kane, John McCain. This time it's Herman Kane. What's interesting to find the name Herman, and it means war man. So we've got War Man Kane, a former chairman of the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank, being touted by the media as a superman for the Republican Party.
Like, do you think you actually think that he's going to make it through the next few months of primary wrangling, and somehow or another ease up to the primary nomination? You think he's going to make it that far?
Well, I think that people are fed up with the status quo. They're fed up with the machine on the Republican side, and he's being put forth as an independent thinker, not connected, et cetera, et cetera. The fact is that as a former chairman of the Kansas City Fed, he is connected. They do not give you control of the money of a region in this country, this satanic money system that we're under, unless you're connected. So I'd like to get your thoughts personally on the idea of having Herman Cain, which, like I said, the name's mean thing, and his name means War Man Cain. What do you think about it?
Well, you know, I did a thing the other day. I did the same thing, John McCain, and then I did Herman Cain, and then I did Citizen Kane, that most famous movie from some time ago, tying up the Cains. And then, of course, the Cain in the Bible is yet another Cain. This guy, by the way, Herman Cain, does not have a middle name. He does not have a middle name. He's just Herman Kane. My concern is, of course, as everyone else has pointed up, number one, that he led the Kansas City Federal Reserve System and that he's a part of that process. You don't go into that process or get the leadership of money in America unless you are part of the entire global, if you will, Federal Reserve tentacles and criminal activity. That is a given. But I think the other thing is that there is still a large element of racism in this. And then remember, the Democrats and Americans in general, both Democrats and Republicans, being thoroughly disgusted with where America was under George Bush and very possibly Bill Clinton as well, thought that Obama was a breath of fresh air. They're doing the same thing now with Herman Cain. And, it just smacks of racism to me that they say, well, Herman Cain, somehow or another, he's independent, he's going to do something markedly different. Listen, if Herman Cain was going to do something to buck the establishment, to clean up Washington, the first thing he would do is talk about Obama's ineligibility. And if he didn't talk about that, there are a whole lot of truths that all these politicians avoid like the plague because they don't want to be controversial. Herman Cain avoids the ability, Ron Paul talks the talk of being independent. I mean, they all get out there and talk a little bit about being independent. But when it comes to hardcore controversial issues, they avoid it. So it's nothing but a scam. Herman Cain.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I completed my thought for the most part.
Well, what I would say is we know that people throughout Washington, in fact, with this Wiener deal, they're silent for the most part because if someone were to open their closet, their skeletons would fall out. So, it's acquiescence, I guess, by remaining silent. They're condoning it because if they come down too hard and too heavy on Anthony Wiener, then someone's liable to pick the lock on their closet door. And it's going to fall like a house of cards.
Well, that's what I'm looking at now. Probably, John, before the end of the day, we're going to see, because Andrew Breitbart is now involved in this process, he's got a ton of photos or pictures that Anthony Weiner had been sending to women all over the world. He's got photos of the women as well. How he got them, I don't know. I think one woman has turned these photos over to Andrew Breitbart. And so now he's in control pretty much of what's happening in Congress. The thing I'm going to look for is whether or not Andrew Breitbart all of a sudden starts getting major play in the media. Because if he does, it's because he's got information on all of these lowlifes and the things that they've got in their closet. So this is development. This Andrew Anthony Weiner thing, it's probably just the tip of the iceberg of perversion in the halls of Congress.
Well, we know that it is. I mean, you go back to the old movie, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. They were telling the people back then that Washington was controlled by mob bosses and organized criminality. And we know, you and I both know, that things do not improve, they get worse. People are blind to it. Like a little boy whistling past the graveyard. If I don't look at it, then it does not exist. Well, guess what, folks? You better open your eyes, look it in the face, prepare yourself physically, spiritually, and emotionally, because you're going to need it. It's coming, it's happening, and we need to be ready.
Listen, John, thank you for your comments today. And you're absolutely right in warning people that they need to get ready for what's happening in our nation, and it's probably going to happen a lot sooner. I think most people are aware that things are off kilter. One of the things I would recommend everybody is that you would read Jerome Corsi's book, Where's the Birth Certificate? What that book does, and then I would recommend that you would insist that those who are doubters, not so much about Obama's eligibility, but doubters about the criminality of what happens in our Congress and in our government, because what Corsi does is that he points up the cover-ups that are going on surrounding Obama, and how the courts refuse to be honorable about all of these. I mean, there's a Mount Everest amount of illegality, sealed records, things that are just obvious to a college law student or any person of any kind of honor about them, about how men ought to conduct their lives, about Obama, and the courts refuse routinely. There's not a court in the land that will hear anything against Obama, everybody. I mean, this is just not natural. It just isn't natural. And so for any person, I don't care who it is, Herman Cain, Mitt Romney, Sarah Palin, Tim Pawlenty, or anybody to say that this matter is not an issue for America today, and yet they want to be our leader, they are worse than hypocrites. And God give me the strength. I'm going to slam them and present America with the truth. My friends, there is a Mount Everest mountain of information about Obama, about his criminality, about his CIA activities, and a whole lot of other stuff about his mother's CIA activities, about his grandmother. I believe, I don't have any proof, and I wish, would to God that I did, otherwise I'd go to Hawaii and hold a trial. I would to God that I had one scintilla, a shred of evidence that Obama iced his grandmama, Madeline Dunham. I believe that he did. I believe that Obama iced his, you know, I've been wanting for some time to say, well, listen, you know, I'm going to go to Hawaii and I'm going to hold a court in trial in Hawaii that Obama iced his grandmama, Madeline Dunham. I don't have the money to do it, first of all. If I did, I'd go digging for information. They'd probably find me in a sand dune out there, unless I took a plethora of bodyguards with me to Hawaii. But I would do it. I mean, Jerome Corsi's been out there digging up information. Obviously, Donald Trump said he had investigators, we don't know, out there digging up information. But, for the court, America, for the court to not allow one case, not one court will open up its roster to allow anything to be heard about Obama. This is unnatural. This is unnatural. This is beyond satanic. This is beyond demonic. This is beyond New World Order. That not one court, and now not one media source, will speak ill against Obama, including Fox News, everybody. What kind of world are we living in? And how on God's green earth can you people still continue to support these people? I even talk about somebody like Herman Cain. Herman Cain is no independent. He's a flunky from the word go at all, and not any more so than any of the rest of them. I mean, they all refuse to bring justice for the American people. They all refuse to hear the major question of our day. They all refuse to let us know that we are at the bottom of the mountain of that once was the height of American idealism. And yet, everybody's still going along, paying $5 for a gallon of gasoline, $5 for a loaf of bread, and they're talking about, well, we need to choose Sarah Palin. I need to tell some of y'all where to go. You know, that's right. I need to use my spiritual authority and tell y'all to go. Well, I'll be right back, everybody. More of the Manning Report.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Look alive, everybody. We're back. You've got the Manning Report. I'm Manning, and if you didn't know that, now I need to inform everybody that we are on until the end boycott of Fox News, Bill O'Reilly in particular, and Rush Limbaugh. Now, I know a lot of you still think that Rush Limbaugh is on your side. Well, and that he really loathes or even hates Obama. That very well may be true. But he is protecting his interests. He's covering his rear end by not raising the kind of ire and questions and using his bully pulpit as he ought. Rush just ain't doing it. And so we need to build a fire on him to let him know he needs to do it. Now, if he comes out and starts demonstrating that there are wholly inadequacies going on in our nation, criminal activity being covered up by the media, and puts his neck out and his life, well, not his life, but puts his work out on the line, then we will withdraw from boycotting Rush. Both Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are losing. They've lost nearly 35% to 40% of their listening audience over the last 6 months, and it's dwindling as it goes along. As it stands right now, Bill O'Reilly is still holding on, but Jon Stewart of The Daily Show is number one now in television programming in terms of news and information. While Jon Stewart's show is not as demonstratively news as would be Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, or, you know, Rachel Maddow or Chris Matthews. But he's number one right now, except for Bill O'Reilly still holds the 8 o'clock spot, and Bill O'Reilly is gathering somewhere around 2.5 million. But if you listen to O'Reilly, he lies and says he's got 6 million people listening to him every evening. That's a lie out of the pit of Fox News. He doesn't get that many people. But other than that, Jon Stewart in The Daily Show is beating all of them. They're all falling in the ratings, mainly because of you and I, and because the American people are just sick of being slapped in the face every day, you know, with these people that are supporting Obama, kissing up to him, and not demonstrating the truth. And so they're now turning to people like Jon Stewart. Well, okay, fine. Send everybody to Jon Stewart. But stop watching Fox News, everybody. You got to stop. You don't realize how close we are upon a total collapse. And these people are marching us into hell. They've got billions of dollars or millions, billions collectively, millions individually, and they figure they can ride out any major catastrophe in America, go to their summer homes in Spain or down in the Cayman Islands or somewhere down in Argentina where they purchased homes, and figure they can ride out any major collapse or any cause of martial law here in America. You got to join this boycott. You got to do it. You have absolutely positively, and you got to stop looking up in the air and scratching your head and thinking that somehow or another that this next election is going to mean something. It ain't going to mean a it ain't going to mean a thing. Sometimes my language from about 40 years ago pops up in my vocabulary, and I have to push it back down the pipe. But you don't get the idea what I'm talking about. Listen, let's effectively make this boycott. And, I'm going to be talking about, you know what would really get everybody excited is for me to travel to Hawaii and do some investigative work. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more. If I went to Hawaii, I guarantee you every media in America would follow me out and find out what I wanted to do. So let's get our act together as Americans and save this great republic. That's, all this foolishness and running around here, the Herman Cain, and not that I'm slamming John for raising it. John knows that. He knows I'm not slamming him. But people are running around here thinking that somehow or another, either Ron Paul or Herman Cain, and I will give Ron Paul the credit for talking about slamming or closing the Federal Reserve. But unless he's willing to deal with the people, you can't close the Federal Reserve. You got to take down the power sources behind the throne. Until you take those down, the Federal Reserve is in it to win it. And by the way, this guy Rick Santorum, right? He's another one. Here comes another one, everybody. Sarah Palin, everybody knows that she's got an IQ now of about 70 or 80. The woman doesn't know who Paul Revere was and what he was all about. How on earth could you have been raised up in America? Now, I realize Hawaii just became a state, 40 years ago. But how could you, or 50 years ago, how could you be raised up in Hawaii, in America, and not know about Paul Revere? This woman don't know who Paul Revere is. What else is it that she don't know? Well, I can tell you, there are a lot of things that Sarah Palin just isn't up on. Does she have an attractive looking body? I'm not so sure her face is all that attractive, but if you're into the kind of stuff that Anthony Weiner is into, maybe Sarah Palin's been mailing her body around. I'm not saying that she is, and I'm not trying to impugn the woman's credibility, or her integrity. But why do we think that somehow or another that the GOP cavalry is going to ride to the rescue, kick Obama out of the White House, and you're going to be back in happy days again come November the 5th, 2012? If you are that maniacal and crazy, I don't even know why you listen to me. You got to be out of your mind if you think that's going to happen. It ain't going to happen. The only way we're going to get this nation back in order is that you and I, and I got some things I'm going to be talking about over the next few days. Going to Hawaii is one of them, but we want to stay on the case on this matter. Now, don't forget, I got to tell you about the Loan Doctor. Is that right? Yeah. TheLoanDoctor.com. 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 I want to make sure you go there for all of your renovations, refinance, credit repair, credit counseling, mortgage needs. TheLoanDoctor.com. Google it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product. product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Tongue, the word Hezbollah means the party of God. Yeah. But I'm looking for a word in Arabic, English, or any other way to demonstrate that the Palestinians, Muslims, and Arabs are the enemies of God, or the enemy of God. That's right. And these enemies of God are now rushing the Golan Heights. Have y'all heard about that? That's right. They are rushing, and it's all an orchestrated, they've been busted. Here, you know, Golan Heights is the Syrian border. Syria is in big trouble. Bashar Assad and all of the Syrian family leadership, big trouble in Syria, but they're going to hold on. They're going to kill all their citizens. They've killed over 1,000 thus far, and they've locked up tens of thousands, and they've cut off services to hundreds of thousands in Syria, and the beat goes on. So they're going to maintain their power, as you and I, Bashar Assad, is going to, we know that he will. But in addition to deflecting some of the news media about the Assad government firing and killing his own people, they are now bussing in Palestinians from Gaza and bringing them up into Syria and then pushing them up against the Israeli in the Golan Heights. And there have been several clashes over the weekend. You don't see anything about that on the news. What you do see is Anthony Weiner's wiener. Anthony Weiner, who's a Jew, by the way, married to an enemy of God. His wife is a Muslim. But the issue is this, is that the fact that this is happening now is only a prelude to the Arab nations forming a caliphate for the purpose of the September United Nations meeting, where they're going to vote to recognize a Palestinian state in Israel over against any cooperation from the state of Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu and the members of the Knesset and the parliament in the Israeli state. The Arab states are going to, and as I told you earlier or sometime before, that the United Nations is the world's largest mosque, and you and I know it. They ought to get it out of New York City and send it over to Saudi Arabia someplace where it would be accurately. So they ought to send it to Mecca, you know, the United Nations, because there's nothing but a great big mosque now where China and Russia play games, you know, with America, because they don't really care. They don't have an Islamic problem in China or Russia. If they did, you see them voting differently. But, you know, the Chinese, the Muslims, the enemies of God, are not interested in becoming going to Russia or China. They want America, because what they want is Christianity and Judaism out of the way. They want to take it down. Listen, if China was Christian and Jewish, then the Muslims wouldn't be bothering us. They'd be fighting the Chinese. That's what, because they want to kill Christianity and Islam. I mean, and Judaism. So, but the deal is that they are now pushing up against the Golan Heights. You know, the Israeli army is going to defend themselves, and who can blame them? I think there have been 25 people killed so far of these people trying to come across from Syria into the Golan Heights, and a number of other people have been injured. What's happening in Syria itself, reporters are being killed in Syria. So you got all these problems in the world that are going on as a result of what's happening with the enemies of God. But we'll see. I am in support of the Israeli army, the IDF, to defend the Golan Heights. It's been quiet up there now for some time. But this is a diversion to do two things. Number one, to build credibility for the vote that will take place in September in the United Nations, and also to deflect some of the attention away from Bashar Assad's murdering of his own people in Syria. And so he's busting in people from all the way around the world in Gaza back up through Syria. But I've got a call on the line. Let me take this call. Hello, caller. You've got the Manning Report.
Yes, Dr. Manning?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. I seen the video of that when the Israeli Defense Force was shooting the protesters, and I watched on quite a different news channels on the Internet, and I can honestly say that Israel was dead wrong in what they'd done. They should have used non-lethal force, water cannons, rubber bullets. You don't fire onto a civilian crowd that's demonstrating. And these people were about 150 yards away from the fence, as close as they got. And the Israeli Defense Force opened up with live ammunition, dead wrong.
No, they were actually, they had breached the fence. They had actually breached the razor wire. They were in there with wire cutters. They were actually they were in the Golan Heights. They had breached the fence.
And they should have used, those were civilians, and they should have used non-lethal force on them, and they should have arrested the ones and bring enough troops down and lock them up, whoever needed to be locked up. But to say that Israel was correct and has a right to shoot protesters is beyond the pale of anybody, Jew or Gentile.
I think I couched that, and I hear you on this, and I will not, I hear, and I respect what you're saying, but I couched it in the fact that the Syrians who are importing these people from these are not Syrians. These are Palestinians that have been brought up from the Gaza by boat into Syria, or by boat and then across land, across into Syria. And they have been purposely being fueled, with money and with instruments. Listen, Syria is killing its own protesters, aren't they? They've killed over 1,000 of them. And you and I know that bodies are still lying in the streets, rottening away because Bashar Assad is killing his own people. Now, for Israel, you don't know what these people have. You don't know what they're ultimately capable of doing. And whether or not the use of deadly force is a question. But I think that what is clear is that Israel has lost too many lives trying to be Boy Scouts to these people who have one purpose and one purpose in mind, and that is to destroy the state of Israel. I'll let you speak.
Well, I don't believe that they want to destroy the state of Israel. I think they want to go back to the 67 partition, when, actually the 47 partition plan, where they did have a Palestinian state and an Israeli state side by side, and then since the 67 war, Israel had occupied that land, and to return back to the original borders as a starting mark for peace negotiations, I believe is the proper way to go. It's been done by UN Resolution 242. It's been done over and over again by the UN, and Israel refuses to accept the UN resolution. Yeah, it was the UN that created Israel. And
yeah, but listen, I mean, here, let's just talk about this for just a moment. When you fight a war, you start a war, and you lose your land, you know, now you should give the land back because it's, okay, I lost, but can you just give me back all my marbles? Can you give me back all of what I lost? I started the war, but I want you to now give, I mean, that doesn't really make any sense. And there have been several.
Reverend, may I say something, please? It's the American way. We have went into Mexico in 1847. We gave the land back. We went into Japan and Germany. We gave the land back. We've always made the place better than what it was.
Listen,
we always returned it back.
We are still the largest military force in Japan right now. We stripped them of their opportunity to have a military, and you and I know it. We still have literally thousands of troops in Germany right now. That's why that Angela Merkel is coming over here and getting some sort of freedom of a medal of freedom of life or some sort of a concoction that's being given to her. We still have hundreds of thousands of troops around the demilitarized zone in Korea. We haven't given back anything. And the only reason why we withdraw from Mexico is because we want them to come here and pick our tomatoes and our strawberries, and everybody knows it. We have not given back anything. We've not
taken anything. Reverend, the point is to shoot unarmed civilians in Israel, which the military is probably
first class
next to Oz.
There
were no reports of gunfire firing back on Israelis. There were no reports of any Israelis
that they strap on themselves and then pull to detonate the triggers once they get close.
It didn't happen at this incident. You can't blanket
the whole thing. I mean, the people are so well known for that kind of activity. You just can't take a chance. I mean, let me ask you something. If were you a police officer or a military person, and you're in Vietnam, I don't know if you've served there or any other military, you got an enemy, and you don't know what they're going to do. If you hesitate and you lose your life, your family, your wife, your children no longer have you because you hesitated thinking that some enemy combatant was going to be friendly and you should shoot a rubber bullet at them or wave some sort of a, you know, mace at them. No,
Reverend,
you don't do that.
Reverend, what would Jesus would have done? What if Jesus would have done? You think he would have told the IDA to open up on unarmed civilians? Or would he have been the peacemaker,
I can not only tell you what Jesus would have done, but I can tell you what he's going to do. Jesus is going to cause, just a little bit south of the Golden Heights, Jesus is going to cause blood to run at the height of the horse's bridle. You're going to see so much blood of humans in the street that Jesus himself will draw because of those that have trampled on his blood and trampled upon those that are his. That's what he's going to do. He has first given a warning. He has declared the land to be the land of Abraham and the land of Jacob. He has declared it. He came a couple thousand years ago, gave a warning, set the parameters, told everybody what to do, get their house in order. He's coming back again with a military force like no one has ever seen. That's what Jesus would do.
I believe he's a king of peace, and I believe that he doesn't believe in military aggression. And I know in the Bible. I know the New Testament pretty well.
Can I ask you one question? I got another caller, but I know you have one question. You know, the Bible says about David, King David of Jerusalem, of the Jews, king of the Jews. The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart, that God loved David. I mean, he loved him. But what did David do? David wiped out these Palestinians by the scores of thousands. And the Bible praises that. And Jesus gave him the glory and the honor and the strength to be able to do it. So I think if you say that the Lord is not about that, maybe you haven't read the Bible. Maybe I need to send you a copy of the Gideon's Bible.
Very good, Reverend. Thank you so much for the debate. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
All right, I got another call. Thank you, sir. I got another call on the line. Hello, caller. You got the Manning Report. Hello?
Did you call me?
I don't even know who you are. I didn't call you.
Okay, is it my turn? Excuse me.
What happened?
Listen, I just was hoping maybe you could give me one link or a news agency or where you get your information from. I'd really like to look it up. Can you provide me with just one?
Well, yeah, I do a lot of Drudge Report stuff. Yeah, you know about Drudge?
Oh, Drudge is saying that the Muslims are killing each other, that the Muslims got through the fence and is killing Israel. Is that what the Drudge Report's saying?
I didn't say that.
Drudge Report say that the Palestinians are, I mean, that the Gazans are getting on boat and going over to Syria or whatever you're talking about? And
no, Drudge
going
didn't
through
say
the fence? Is that where you got it? Give me one.
Well, I tell you where I got that bit of information. I got that bit of information from John King on CNN. That's right. That they were being imported from Gaza into Syria to stimulate the
I asked for a credible one. You ain't got it, so whatever. You enjoy your five listeners.
You don't give John King any credibility? Hello? I guess when in doubt, disengage. Anyway, she asked me, did I call her? I don't even know who she is. She didn't tell us who she is. All right, okay, well, listen, everybody. The deal is this, is that we are looking at unrest around the planet. And when it comes to shooting unarmed people, I am not for that. And anyone who thinks that I am, you're just grossly mistaken. I am not for doing that. But I do think that if a person is an enemy combatant, if a person belongs to a militant organization that is bent on your destruction, you have every right to protect yourself and your family by any means necessary. There was a law, I don't know if it's still on the books here in America for the most part, if a burglar breaks into your house in the middle of the night, and these people are burglars, these Palestinians, breaking into the Golden Heights, if a burglar, according to some laws that were on the books, and again, I'm not sure that they're there, I'll have to check, but if he breaks into your house in the middle of the night or after 9 o'clock or whatever, you have the right to blow him to kingdom come. You don't have to ask him, do you have a weapon? You don't have to ask him, you know, what color or what race he is. You don't have to ask him anything. If he came through your window, your screen door, or whatever it is in your house, and your family is now in jeopardy, you have a right to send him to meet his maker. You have a right to do, and the courts will uphold it, or at least they used to, when people were doing things in a civil way. So I liken the intrusion, the breaking, why are you breaking into the Golden Heights anyway? Why are you doing this? And if you're not armed, you should be, because you're asking, you are inciting a behavior that an unarmed person must be crazy. So we must execute a judgment that's swift and sure against you. I mean, I tell you what, you break into my house or even tap on my window in the middle of the night, you know, with a greasy look on your face and I'm driving down a dark street. You know, I'm going to protect myself and I'm going to protect my family. I'm not going to give you the opportunity to harm my family. Shoot first, ask questions later. Now, you can laugh at that if you want, but there have been too many people who have men who have allowed their children to be molested, raped, because you were trying to act like some sort of a nice guy. Well, you know what they say about nice guys. Yeah. Anyway, I got another caller. I hope this is not the same woman that called me before. Hello, caller. You got the Manning Report.
Hello, Dr. Manning. This is John from South Carolina.
Hello, John. How are you?
All right. How you doing, sir? It's a pleasure to speak to you always. You know, I'd like to make just a few quick statements because it's getting late. I'd like to ask everybody, how many Jewish terrorists do you know? Another thing is, how many Christian terrorists do they know? I mean, since everybody's so want to be so sweet on Muslims, I was just curious. How many Jewish terrorists and how many Christian terrorists do they know?
John, I got to tell you, I've never heard that question before. It's probably been raised. My ears just haven't heard it. It's
mine
profound
either.
In my ears. There, I don't know of any Jewish terrorists.
Me neither. Matter of fact, that's the whole point I'm trying to get to. These people are bent on destroying Jews. You can't live in peace with those people. It's not going to work. Are these people, I heard one gentleman say he read the New Testament. See, that's the problem. You don't read half the book. You study the whole book.
John, listen, I got to go. You know my time is tight right now. Up against a hard break. Thank you so very much for your wisdom today. All right, everybody, you've got the Manning Report. I'm James David Manning.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, heads up, everybody. Now, I want to go to Hawaii. That's what I want to do. Now, I'll be laying out the details of, you know, my desire to travel to Hawaii and my desire to do some investing. I want to go to Hawaii and I want to do some investing. I want to ask some questions. I got a whole lot of questions I want to ask. My friends, listen, Mount Everest is alleged to be the tallest peak on planet Earth when you stack all the rocks upon one another. Well, I can tell you now, all the seal records, lies, criminal acts that Obama has done, if you stack them one upon another, they would scale Mount Everest. I want to go to Hawaii. That's what I want to do. And see what I can find out. So I think there's a whole lot that I can determine, but the people who've been there yet, I do give Dr. Jerome Corsi credit, have done a great job. And by the way, if you haven't read his book, you ought to read it. And I'm suggesting that you buy at least two copies, if not three, one for yourself, one for a friend, and one for an enemy. And I'm very serious about this. Where's the birth certificate? And I'm going to get Dr. Corsiano, we're going to interview him, but, you know, he's had much success with the book thus far. But he's been to Hawaii, and that's one of the things I want to talk about when I get him on for an interview. I'm going to get him on. But, you know, where's the birth certificate? You need to read that. Now, here, the matter, and then I've also asked everybody to purchase the book called Fight Back Legal Abuse. Four words. Fight Back Legal Abuse. That publication is put together by Rose M. Colombo. And you can Google it, or you can go to our website at outlaw.org, and you can acquire it. Now, that book, you know, answers a lot of technical legal questions about, you know, just everyday life. And, I believe if you purchase it, it'll save you a ton of money over, you know, the next decade in terms of helping direct you on how to get your stuff together legally. So I'm recommending that you do that. Now, don't forget, everybody, as I said before, we're boycotting Fox News. Already their numbers are coming down. The biggest thing on television right now is Jon Stewart. That's right. The Daily Show. More people are getting their news and information now from Jon Stewart. Why don't you start watching Jon Stewart? I'm not going to watch him, but you can. That way you don't have to watch O'Reilly at 8 o'clock every night. And daughters, if your husband is watching O'Reilly, find out if they're watching him because O'Reilly's got all those good-looking women on there every night. Find out if that's the real reason why. And maybe that's why Sean Hannity got rid of Combs, because now Sean Hannity has a ton of good-looking women on his broadcast as well that he throws the football to every now and then. Got rid of that old ugly Alan Combs. Well, I shouldn't call him ugly in a malicious way, but he is ugly, though, you know. I guess he can't help that. But I mean, Alan Combs is a liberal, too. By the way, Alan, last I haven't watched Fox News in over 2 months now, since I made the declaration a couple of months ago. But when I was, I saw that Alan Combs was on Fox, on O'Reilly's broadcast quite often. At any rate, everybody, more of the Manning Report today. And I'm going to be asking for an indictment of Anderson Cooper in the second half of the Manning Report at outlaw.org at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and laying out my plans to travel to Hawaii as well, or at least my desire to travel at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at outlaw.org. The Manning Report continues. Vayakundias, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from the other. May the peace of Almighty God that passeth all understanding preside over all your prayer concerns, your family, your financial matters. May the same peace watch over your down sitting and your uprising. If you have not said it with me today, let's say it together now in three-part harmony. Boom shakalaka goes right there. Until you and I are able to meet again, my friend, peace out.
Gold, ever climbing.